on the air. So it can mean a lot to whether it was me as a little gay boy in Abbotsford or anyone that hears themselves represented in media. So it really is so much more than just campus radio. And if you're in the position to contribute, please do. Visit our citr.ca/donate to donate. And really, thank you so much, not only for considering to donate, but just for listening, because we love everyone who listens to our music. I mean, what can I say? I love the sound of my own voice.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Well, we listen to hopefully what you like to consider good music. And this is very exciting because it is Fun Drive 2022. How even did we get to that year? I don't know. If you ask me, it still feels like 02 because I'm very old. But here we go. So it's Fun Drive. We put the fun in asking for money. So here's the deal. It's that time that we ask you guys to please, like, you know, empty your pockets of loose change and throw it our way. Yeah. It's so simple to do it this year. This year, you simply just need to go to CITR.ca and you will find a link. And the link will bring you to a place where you can happily give us money. Yeah, in many previous years, we've had people manning the phones and it's just like lots of buzz around the station. But of course, we are in times of pandemic. So it's just really straightforward. And I'm here, of course, until 8. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just heard, in case you're wondering, currently my favorite song. I love that song. It's by Sufjan Stevens and Angelo. How do you pronounce the last name? Hold on, I got this here. Angelo D'Agostin. Sorry, it's not hard to pronounce. It's just that it was typed into a small little window, and I just got the first like five letters. Angelo D'Agostin. Now, this is a strange and wonderful album. It's called A Beginner's Mind. And it was recorded in a cabin in upstate New York. And this is crazy, the concept. It's like a full-on concept album. 14 songs in which the two guys, so again, you've got Sufjan and you've got Angelo, watched movies every day for inspiration. That's what they did. 14 songs based on different movies. And the song that we just heard, where is it here? Back to Oz, is based on the 85 film Return to Oz. All right, there you go. So you got that one. But let me tell you what other movies are, they wrote songs about or were inspired by. Okay, so let's see. Songs such as All About Eve, Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Wings of Desire, Clash of the Titans. Oh, look at this. They got Point Break. Point Break. That's always a classic film. With, you know, what's his face? Wait, what's his face? Patrick Swayze was in Point Break, who's no longer with us. And, yeah, what's his face? You got, The Silence of the Lambs. I should make a point of playing that one. That song is called Cimmerian Shade. Should be good. Mad Max is in there, so that's pretty cool. All right. So that right there again is Sufjan and Angelo. But hey, let's talk about why you want to give us your money. Well, things such as this radio station, I don't get paid. Did you know that? Nobody gets paid unless you are, you know, the upper echelon and you're on the staff and they get paid, but they're not really like rolling in the dough, if that makes sense. So it's a volunteer situation, nonprofit. Did you know that we air 77 unique radio programs? Crazy. And there's about 150 of us doing shows. So I guess the number is about, on average, just under two people. Many people have a partner when they do a show here. We offer 4 training programs. You can book our production studios. Yup. We have workshops. And hey, did you also know that CITR puts out the dopest local, not the only, and super dope Discorder? That is 6 issues a year, free, and it's still in print version, I believe. I think. Don't ask me. It could only be online. I don't know. But I know that I, back when I was younger and just like a gal about town, would always freak out. Like, where's the next Discorder? And, you know, who's in it? It's so well done. It's all about bands, local bands. You've got, I don't know, touring bands. I was a contributing photographer for the Discorder. Fun fact. And what else? I've done some reviews actually in the past. It's been a while, but there you go. So lots of reasons, many reasons to give us money. And if you do, you will get like token stuff. So if you give us like $30, you'll get swag. You'll get a keychain for $30, guys. There you go. And then, you know, $60 or $10 a month. You can do it a monthly deal if you want. You'll get a t-shirt or a tote bag plus a keychain. And then the list goes on. So anyways, so give us money. Just go to CITR.ca. All right, let's continue. I'm going to be talking like this, you know. If you don't want to hear me ask for money, then just, you know, tune out and then just give us money. But here, what do I have next? Let's take a look. I'm so distracted by our need for money that, tonight's show is very chill. I'm just going ahead and playing songs that I like. Just, it's super chill. That's it. Meaning like, I no wacky, strange new stuff. It's very, I don't know, my classics. Right now, I'm going to play us. What am I going to play us? Oh, I'm going to play us some White Stripes. That's what I got for us. I know. They're all over the place, but that's okay. Jack White. I don't know what is going on with Jack White. So I've had a like lifelong crush on Jack White. Well, you know, lifelong, of course. I've always just been hugely attracted to that man. Except until lately. Ugh. Have you seen... No offense, Jack White, if you're listening. Because I know you're listening to CITR. Have you seen him lately? He looks so scary. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. He looks kind of like a robot man with blue hair. I don't know. He's a very handsome man. And I don't know why or what is going on for him to pull off... Or to attempt to pull this look off. But so have you. Anyways... This is all about me and Jack White. We're going to be friends. So I'm just going to play us. This was in the Napoleon Dynamite movie. It's on the soundtrack. It's like the opening scene, if you don't know. Yeah, you should know. Oops. Let's make sure that's off. So I'm going to play that song. And then I'm going to continue to play more songs. That's how that works. All right. Here we go. This is the White Stripes on CITR 101. Oops. 9 FM Vancouver.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. It's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk to again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And you are that, sorry, it's Fun Drive Week. That was the band Vargas, who is my friend, my good old friend Anthony from Detroit. And the song is called Nerve. That was something he put out on his own. He happens to be an ex-member, a founding member of the band Electric Six. And he's put this stuff up on SoundCloud. And that's a good song, but I actually really, really like Raindrops. And that was a good one as well, Nerve. But Raindrops might be my favorite. So if you're out there, Anthony, wherever you are, hello. Vancouver says hi. All right. Before that, we heard the White Stripes. Speaking of Detroit, there we are. So it's Fun Drive Week, and you all want to contribute money. I know you do. Now, even if you just, not even, or just, I mean, we would be more than happy to get $2 from you. It's tough times. I get it. I'm gonna pledge some money myself. Under my show. So if you give us money for the station, make sure you put it under Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, lots of good reasons to contribute to our fun drive. Okay, let's see what else we got. Let's see. I'm here until 8 o'clock asking for money. I'll be honest, I'm sure it's not a big shocker. It's not really my forte. It's not something I enjoy doing, but I do it because I love CITR, and I think CITR is a good place to, put some extra bucks. All right, let's listen to some good old Speedy Ortiz. When I first heard the song back in the day, well, back like what, 3-4 years ago, I was like instantly hooked. They're so good. Speedy Ortiz. I remembered, that they opened for X-Hex. That's Mary, Timoney's band, Mary Timoney, formerly of Helium, and they played here in Vancouver at the Electric Owl, and I did not catch Speedy Ortiz. They opened for X-Hex, and I think I'm going to play some X-Hex tonight as well, but they blew me away. I just really adored that show, and I really love X-Hex, so maybe I'll play some X-Hex immediately after this. So let's listen to Speedy Ortiz with the song Lucky 88. Once you hear this song, it's going to be stuck in your head forever, because it has been for myself. Now, why is music always happening? Okay, hold on. Okay, 1 second. Uno secundo. All right, here we go. This is Speedy Ortiz on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I make a friend. I once was lost, but now I'm floundering and running away for my funerary date. Burn me later, could you smile while you die?
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
All right, CITR is the place to be. That's where I'm at. And it is Fun Drive Week. And I'm just reading about some things that we can talk about. And this is interesting. So the staff here is awesome. First of all, I love the people here at CITR. Hey, you should come do a show here. Everybody's super welcoming, very just sweet. But here, I'm just reading this. We've got a little pitch guide, right? We got a little thing like why should people bother spending money here at CITR or on CITR? Because it is, of course, our Fun Drive Week. So if you are kind enough, you can just go to CITR.ca and find the link and you can donate some money. And of course, you're going to want to put it under my show's name, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And by the way, my name is Anita B, and this is my show. And also, by the way, we have to all wear masks, which we should. So if I sound a little muffled, it's because, you know, I'm doing a show in my mask. I also am a teacher, so I teach all day and talk. And I'm getting through it. It's all good. But I'm just explaining. I guess I'm used to talking through a mask. Okay, but here we go. One of the things in my little pitch, pamphlet here. It says, share your funny, inspiring, or insightful stories. So let me do that. I will tell you a personal CITR story as to why money is needed. Back in 1998, I was in a band. That was like the second year the band existed. And we won a Battle of the Bands contest here in Vancouver put on by CITR. It's called Shindig. I can't believe that now that I think back. And every single year, CITR puts on this Battle of the Bands. And it's like so much work, so much effort, and they get the best prizes. And back in the day, back when I was involved with my band, we were called Clover Honey. It was me and two other girls, and we had the best times of our lives, by the way. But that's another story. How did this work? So it used to be at the Railway Club. That's how that worked. And then we had the finals. The Railway Club hosted weekly shindig showdowns, if you will. So this is like our band and two other bands would go. They'd have a bunch of different bands show up. That's how it worked. That's right. And then you would have like the semifinals and then or the quarterfinals, just like any sport. It was like rock and roll being a sport, basically. And then we made it to the finals and then we won. So that's pretty awesome. And that costs money. That costs money. Was so much effort put in by all the staff here at the station. I myself since then have been a shindig judge, which is always fun too. And, but let me tell you some of the things we won because of the station. We won recording time at Mushroom Studios, which is the dopest prize ever. Mushroom Studios, which, let me think. Who recorded at Mushroom? Like everybody? I think Motley Crue recorded at Mushroom Studios. It no longer exists. It wasn't too long ago that the studio, left its location and or shut down. It's just no longer there as I drive by on like, what, 6th or 2nd? You know that street, 2nd? Kind of near Hemlock in that area. And the rumor, I'm digressing, but the rumor was that it was haunted, that Mushroom Studios was haunted. And we got, I think, like 3 days worth of recording, which, so I am forever indebted to CITR. We also got a spot in North by Northeast, the music festival. And it was awesome. We won a slot in North by Northeast. We toured the country a few times. But that was one of the bonuses. Recorded. They also gave us a demo. We pressed a demo from those winnings. That's right. Oh, my God. It's been forever since I talked about this. So I'm talking about this not because it's my own little talking about me thing. I'm talking about the station, what the station puts out there. Yeah, we got like, I think like 100 or 500 or 50. I don't know. Cassettes. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Like demos. I think we had a 4 song. I don't even remember. It's like so long ago. Sorry. So there you go. That's cool. So you got the Discorder monthly or bi-monthly magazine that gets put out. You've got Shindig. Oh, you've got it all. All that stuff costs money too, guys. There's workshops and training. And of course, technology. A bunch of money not long ago was put into, because of you guys, a brand new PA system. Oh, and let me also talk about this too. This is cool. The station here has only been in this new location, I'm going to say 5 years. Right around that time. Because we have the new student union building here at CITR. Or sorry, here at UBC. And it's really well designed. So there's almost like a courtyard, if you will, when you come into CITR. And that doubles as a live band performance area. And they can actually open up the glass, like doors, windows sort of, into the student union building. And so bands will be playing live. We've got live bands happening. And also, not just live bands for other reasons, but of course, Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thunderbird Radio Hell, that's right. My band played on that back in the day. And so that's a live music show. I think Ben Lai still hosts it. So there you go. So go to CITR.ca. Okay, I've been doing too much talking. I'm starting to maybe lose carbon dioxide in my brain. Because of my mask. Okay. Sorry, I'm good. All right, let's move on. Let's listen to a good old classic, more of the classics. This is a classic Sam Squanch's Hideaway show. I'm just going to play songs I like. I don't care if you listen to my show and you're like, oh, she's playing that again. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to play us Santa Fe, the song by Beirut. Oh my God, I love Beirut. This is already going on 11, if not already 11 years old. It was released back in 2011. And Santa Fe, the band, the lead singer guy is out of New Mexico. I know, big shocker, Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's where he's from. And I forget his name offhand, but let's listen to one of my more favorite songs here on CITR 101. Let's make sure this is up. Oh, let's make sure that's off. 101.9 FM. Vancouver. No, there's still music coming out of there. I got to get better at my job, don't I? Okay, why is that happening? Hold on. You guys are like, okay, what is happening here? Okay. Let me try again. Good. Okay, much better. Sorry. This is Beirut.
Stay.
And I'm back asking you all for money. It is CITR's Fun Drive 2022 at the moment. So if you'd like to help contribute to the station, please do so. Go to CITR.ca and we'd be very happy to receive, I don't know, $5, $10. Hey, we're like more than willing to take like $1,000, but don't expect it. Don't expect it at all. Give what you can or don't. It's all good. That right there was Modest Mouse. So awesome. It's new Modest Mouse from the album The Golden Casket with The Sun Hasn't Left. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8 with you all. And that's the story. Before Modest Mouse, we heard a beautiful song, a Carpenters cover called Superstar. It is from the 1994 record, If I Were a Carpenter. And I remember getting that record back when I went to school down in Louisiana. And I loved it. Oh, so good. It was put out by Geffen. It was a Geffen Records release. And at that, it was like all the sort of popular hit alternative bands at the time releasing, you know, doing Carpenter's covers. And yeah. It's really sad. I was telling my daughter, how old is she? She's 16. We were in the car the other day and I was like, we heard that song actually on the radio. And I was like, we may have heard the original. I can't remember. But I had to tell her about the story behind the Carpenters and Karen Carpenter, how, you know, they were a duo and she played drums and how she ended up succumbing to her anorexia. It's so sad. Dying. She died. There you go. If you did not know the story, that is it in a nutshell. All right. Before that, we heard Beirut with the song Santa Fe from the 2011 record, The Riptide. All right. What do we got next? We have some Matt Mason because I just love this song. I'm just playing what I want. It's that easy. I'm not catering to anybody or anything. I'm not trying to play any weird new, like, I don't know, obscure music, which I do often try. I do. I make an effort to like uncover new stuff. And but today's show is just chill. It's just, hey, that's what I'm doing. I'm playing what I want. So let's listen. Now, this song, I will admit, I mean, CITR is awesome because we really don't play any hits. That's pretty much the mandate. Like, we play stuff from bands that are somewhat underground. And are not, you would not hear on regular radio. And to be honest, I don't listen to regular radio, so I don't know if this next song was played frequently. I heard it on satellite radio, and I just read about it, and it said that it did. I'm just going to read about this. The song I'm going to play actually did chart on the Billboard Alternative Songs. And the song came out in August of 2020. So it did chart, so that's kind of unusual that I play anything that was, you know, in the sort of mainstream charts. But here we are. Let's listen to it anyways. It's that good. It's called Hallucinogenics, and if you know nothing about Matt Mason, he's a weird dude. He's really cool and weird. He was raised in Norfolk, Virginia, and he was raised in a fundamental Christian household. Poor guy. Oh, his parents played in Christian metal bands? Yeah, no joke. And this is what you get. You get somebody, that writes songs about hallucinogenics. So let's give this a listen. I think you're going to love it because I do. I don't know. So this is Matt Mason on CITR. Whoopsie-daisy. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Again, the song is called, yep, here we go, Hallucinogenics. If I can do it, I just have to hit a button. Yeah, here we go.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, 'cause fuck it, man, I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burns my finger, 'cause I forgot. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. And then I crawl back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. 'Cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. 'Cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now but with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it.
I'm not afraid to die. Sounds
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This happens every second week, the show, 6:30 till 8. So I have another 25 minutes. Oh, I should really go over the weather as well. It's looking good. It's looking good for the weekend, guys. So if you like to ski or snowboard, it's looking sweet. All right. So, but let's talk about money. It is a fun drive here at CITR. This happens once a year. And it happens to be my show today. And this is my job. I need to ask you guys for money. But let me tell you, it's totally a worthwhile cause. CITR here, none of us get paid. It's not a, I don't get paid. It's a volunteer station. And so I actually pay to come down here. I have to pay for my, well, you know, transportation. In my case, sadly, I have a car and I have, you know, I have to pay for gas and I have to pay for my parking. So, and so do all of us. And we have so many volunteers and it's not the money. I'm not really doing a good job of explaining where the money goes. Let me try again. We have a station that we need to keep up and that's the deal. We have things such as mics that are needed, broadcast mics. We need new headphones. We have, I don't know, a lot of tech stuff that is, you know, required. And so if you so kindly have it in you to go to CITR.ca, and, you know, give us some money, that would be lovely. Yes. Now, if you do donate some money to a good cause, which would be us, you will get some swag as well, folks. So, if you pledge $30 or you could do it in a monthly increment, if you'd like $5 a month, you would get a keychain. If you decide to up it to, wow, $60, which is a lot of money, and it's very much appreciated if you did, you would get a tote bag, hey, or a t-shirt. Plus a keychain. That's cool. Now, there, for example, for $101.9, you would get a whole bunch of stuff. You'd get like a mug, an on-air song dedication on Valentine's Day. You would get, you know, t-shirt, keychain. How exciting is that? Now, if you if you donate $1,000, you can host your own show. Which I already do. I don't get paid $1,000 or I don't pay $1,000. But you can do that and you would get recognition on our donor wall plus all of the above. You would get a Discorder crewneck sweatshirt. You would get a special edition Discorder magazine. You would get like a mug. You would get a t-shirt, a keychain, etc. How exciting is that? So take your little fingers and walk on over to CITR.ca. And hit the donate button. How exciting, right? And Jesus, people, you don't even need to like donate $30. You could literally donate a dollar. That would be highly appreciated. So like if, I don't know, 42 of you guys donated $2 each, that's like a lot of money, right? So if you do, make sure you say that you donated it, you know, in honor of Sam Squanch's Hideaway, because that's my show. All right, so let's move on. Let's continue with the music. What do I have? Ooh, I've got a Canadian band. I've been bad. I haven't been playing very many Canadian bands. It's just been an oversight. So let's play one of my favorite local bands, and that would be Tough Age. We're going to hear one of my favorite songs of theirs as well. So they're from Vancouver. This album, which is self-titled, was released in 2013. I can't believe it's been that long. And we're going to hear my song, my favorite song. It is Coffin Foam. All right, let's just make sure this is all under control. Okay, so here we go. This is Tough Age on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Why?
All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And welcome or goodbye to farewell to my Fun Drive show. This is Fun Drive Week here at CITR. That's where we ask you guys for money because, you know, money is nice. It's helpful. I'm watching this movie, actually, as a matter of fact, called Into the Wild. Is it called Into the Wild? Hold on. There's one that I saw with Reese Witherspoon. I think that one was called Into the Wild. No. That one is called something. It's similar. I'm watching Into the Wild. It's a 2007 movie. It's actually quite long. And I don't think it's over. I've been watching it for days now. It's like close to 3 hours or something ridiculous. Let me see how long it is. I just pulled it up. I'm bringing this up. There is a reason. It's because, the guy's like, yeah, I don't need money. I'm just going to like live in the wilderness like forever. And along the way, he keeps getting reminders and prompts from other human beings who are like, yeah, no, you do need some money. That's the deal, buddy. Like, it's not all just like raindrops and lollipops, right? Like it's not. And so, that's how it is at the station. We need money. We need money to keep the station going, you know, in a nicely running way. So there are expenses. I mean, of course, there's money from the university, but it really does help if you guys could help this nonprofit situation. So if you're interested, go to CITR.ca and click on the donate button. There you go. That is, it's that simple. That's how it works. You can donate like $2, right? That's not hard. All right. The time is 7:51. Ooh, I wanted to give us the weather. Yeah, let's do that. I'm very excited. Weather, Vancouver, because the weather's looking good. The weather is looking good. And I am hoping to go skiing this weekend. So let's see if Anita is going skiing. Oh, by the way, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. If I didn't tell you, my name is Anita B. And I like to ski. So that rhymes. So check this out, dudes. Look at this. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And into Monday. Like, actually, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like sun is going to be hitting us every day, which is out of control. So if you're not from this area, you just happen to be listening from abroad, we'll just know that the sun is a very rare event here in the winter months. So Friday, which is in just what, a day and a half, we have a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 8. And that's the day I want to go skiing. So I think I'm going to be going up to Cyprus. Yes. Packing my car with my skis. We'll go right after work. I've got the Cyprus Silver Pass because I'm a genius. Yes, I am. It was so cheap. I bought it for $329. I'd love to brag about my deals. Oh, you just hang out with me for longer. I'll just go on and on about my... Oh, I'll tell you. No, don't worry. I was going to tell you about my latest deal, but that'll take time. That's Friday. Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, mix of sun and clouds both days with highs of 9 and 10. How exciting is that, guys? I'm very stoked. There could be more skiing for me. I don't know. Maybe for you too. Maybe some snowboarding. I don't know. So anyways, it is 7:53. That means I should probably stop babbling. And what else do I need to tell you? I guess I will be back during my regularly scheduled slot in 2 more weeks. My show is every second week from 6:30 until 8. And I'll see you guys then. I hope, I hope you gave us some money. I'm going to be donating some money because that's always what I do. I'm going to hit my parents up for money. I'm going to hit my boyfriend up for some money. Who else? Who else wants to donate money? Well, I don't know. Could that be you? You'll feel really good. Yes, you will. Okay, let's see. What do I have next? Did I tell you what we just heard? I don't know if I did. Maybe I should tell you. That would help too. Okay, we just heard Jawbreaker from the 1990 record Unfun. We heard Want. Love that song. It's up there as one of my faves. As well as Sleater-Kinney's One More Hour from their 1997 record Dig Me Out. When that record came out, I was just like, wow, sold. I love Sleater-Kinney. All right. We're now going to hear some Descendants. Yes, we are. We're going to hear the song Milo. No, sorry, we're not going to hear Milo. We're going to hear the song from the album Milo Goes to College, which is called Hope. That is what we're going to hear. All right. So this should probably take us out. And that's that. And I hope you all have a nice, safe, COVID-free, little while until I see you next. And maybe I'll see you all on the slopes. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Wait, what happened there? Okay, hold on. Let me try this again. That was weird. That didn't sound right. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Okay, that is just weird. That is I don't like that. Who wants to hear a acoustic version of Hope by the Descendants? Not me. Okay, so let me try something else. Let's see what else we can play. I don't know. I'm just not buying that. I mean, I could find a non-acoustic version, but let's see what else I can play. Let's see very quickly what I can just scrounge up. Because I'm that kind of gal. I like to scrounge. Okay. No, I don't want to keep playing the same stuff I always play. 1 second, folks. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? How about some? This is good. Let's hear some Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with some Crimson and Clover. Yes. Because that is awesome. All right. Let's try this again. This is, as I mentioned, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Crimson and clover.